Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of We Believe in Film. I'm your host, Timothy Ditzler. All right guys, it's been a minute. A couple days, couple weeks maybe. Some changes coming up with the platform. Now I'm in the process of moving from Anchor FM. Great app, had a good time being here. But just a couple bugs, and I'm really not digging the 5-minute clips. Like, you're kind of restrained to 5 minutes of audio, then you have to upload that audio and then start again. And I mean, it's a cool concept. It makes it so you are kind of on top of your game, kind of like when you do an Instagram story or a Snapchat story or something like that. Like, you're given a selected time and you have to get it right or it's over. And, you know, that gives a realness to this that I love so much, but it also gives a, you know, I could be 4 minutes and 25 seconds in and I completely botch an entire part. I trip up over something or I say something completely wrong and I have to start like all over again. Or just keep it in and sound like an idiot. So I'm not a big fan of that. I'm gonna kind of switch this platform over to YouTube until I get an account made and I figure out how to switch the name of the podcast and all that stuff over to iTunes and Google Play. I'll probably get it on Podbean, which I know is what Analog Talk uses to get our podcast hosted on iTunes and Google and all that stuff. So this will potentially be the last episode. That's kind of sad. This is an end of an era, guys. So I just kind of wanted to give an update on that. You know, it's almost February. We're already almost a month into this new year already. Like, that's crazy, man. Time, I feel like I'm already running out of time. I don't know if anybody else feels like that, but I have so much on my plate that I'm trying to get, you know, all squared away and kind of come up with a routine for doing this podcast, the Analog Talk podcast, and my YouTube. But, you know, and being on Anchor, it also kind of limits the guests that I could potentially have with, you know, this format or this platform. I feel like I have a pretty good following and, you know, a good group of listeners and friends. And, you know, I would hate to just kind of abandon this name and all that stuff. So that's why I'm in the process of getting it all switched over to, you know, another format. I had practiced recording an episode yesterday. I wasn't going to, you know, use it as a practice. I was going to actually do a full episode. But then, you know, halfway through it, I was like, man, I should probably do an announcement on the Anchor site so everybody, you know, everybody knows that I'm switching to another platform. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to host on YouTube until I get the whole thing figured out and switched over to Podbean and iTunes and all that stuff. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, Anchor's free and it posts to iTunes for you and, you know, that's great. But I think it's like $100 for a year on Podbean. So that seems worth it to give this thing a year-long shot. You know, big things coming up with Analog Talk here. We got season 2 coming up. Our first guest is Max from Intrepid. So that's going to be awesome. Already recorded. Just got to, you know, just wait until Wednesday to put it out there for you guys. And, you know, we have a whole list of other people that we're getting on the show. So I look forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be cool being back with the Analog Talk. And I'm also in the process of scheduling out, I mentioned it before, I'm going to be doing an interview series with my YouTube. Haven't come up with a name for it yet, but that'll come once the first episode's ready and I'll, you know, I kind of have like a solid idea of what this thing's gonna be. So, with that, I have 2 people scheduled out. Well, almost scheduled out. I have 1 person fully scheduled out and another one that is waiting on me to give some days. So yeah, that's all in the works. That's all scheduled, starting to be scheduled out. I think once I get the ball rolling on the first episode, it's just gonna, you know, I'm gonna have the hunger for it. And those are going to be kind of like a once a month kind of thing. I'm not gonna try to, you know, put a bunch of pressure on that to get one done a week of those, because, you know, I want these to be well thought out. I want it to be quality. And also, I'm looking for someone to be kind of a cameraman for this thing. I'm going to shoot a lot of it vlog style, you know, just me and the camera along with the guest. But it would be cool for some of the parts to have a second shot or a second shooter for this. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, you can email me, timothy.makeups@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. You know, give me a little description of what you do, if you're in the area, if that's something you'd want to do. And we'll go from there. We'll figure out, you know, how to get this going. Other news, YouTube, keeping on the YouTube tip. I still have the Day in the Life series coming up. I'm also going to be doing a From the Shelf. It's going to be a photo book series, kind of a flip through. If you've ever seen Ted Forbes, he does like in-depth deep dives on photo books. Not trying to like completely rip off his thing, but I have a couple photo books that like really changed the game for me. And, you know, plus, you know, these books are just sitting on my shelf. So I kind of want to pull those out, flip through, read a couple parts from them, or, you know, go over a couple of the photos. And, you know, that's going to be another series on my YouTube, along with the Day in the Life. I'm still going to do the Day in the Life. I try to shoot to do one of those every week to every 2 weeks. I kind of want to make those longer episodes as well, anywhere between, you know, 15 to 30 minutes. Kind of stretch those out, you know, show snippets of what I do throughout the week. And then, you know, the full episode's usually my day off. And not every day off I get to go out and shoot, because, you know, we have things to do in life. So, yeah, trying to keep with that one every week or two. So keep an eye out for those. And I have a new one coming out, and I started shooting another one today. So, cool. What else do I got going on? I said about the Analog Talk. Season 2's rolling out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And kind of the future of We Believe in Film. Let's talk about that a little bit. Now, the title says this is the end. This is the end of We Believe in Film on Anchor. I will definitely keep the account active. Maybe I'll do some short updates, especially throughout the next couple of weeks until the transition's fully over to YouTube. And I'm going to try out SoundCloud too. I'm going to throw it up on SoundCloud, so just so there's a couple spots where people can listen to it until, you know, I get it on iTunes and Google Play and all that stuff. But as for you've got to be kidding me. Oh, that's me beeping the horn. That's really funny. Whoops. As for We Believe in Film and the content of this show, I'm going to stick with, you know, kind of goal-oriented subjects, like, you know, printing your work and getting through ruts. I'm going to try to keep this more on the positive note, and I'm going to try to shoot for guests that, you know, that I look up to or that I'm friends with, and just have a conversation. Not so much like an interview, like Analog Talk. I would rather just have like a conversation and pick their brains on things when, you know, they're down and out or they're struggling through things. And I would definitely like to have guests. Guests are like a big part of the revamp of this thing. So keep an eye out and an ear out for that. And I will definitely stay live more on the socials with this. Instagram and Twitter are basically where you can find any kind of info on this thing, which those are both at Timothy Makeups, where you can find that. And, you know, yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this update. I really would like to thank the Anchor community, because, you know, without you guys, I wouldn't have this little podcast. And a lot of you've come over to, you know, the iTunes side or the Google Play side of things. And I really think that the Anchor platform is awesome. It's such a cool idea to give, you know, to give a voice to anyone who is just from video games. I listen to Game of Thrones podcasts. You know, I used to listen to Sarah Dietschy and John Hill every day on this thing. And I can't wait for, you know, their little Anchor podcasts that bloom into their starting new podcasts, like real podcasts. So that's kind of the next step for this thing. I'm kind of going to jump out of the Anchor thing and really try to grow the brand and the name and, you know, really try to do something with this. Go for it. 2018 is my year to do it. You know, 2017, I planted a seed and now I'm kind of like a little tree grown out and I'm ready for this thing to start producing some fruit. So I want to thank each and every one of you guys for being, you know, here for me and all the call-ins and all the comments and all that fun stuff. So again, guys, thank you. And this isn't the end of We Believe in Film. You know, I'll be over on YouTube in hopefully by Friday. I'll have my first episode out. So keep an ear out for that. It's Monday. If I get it done and edited, I have a lot of editing coming up this next couple days with the Analog Talk and my YouTube. So I'm shooting for Friday for this episode. So yeah, I'll see you guys on Friday. If you have any questions, you know, at me or email me. Timothy.makeups@gmail.com and at Timothy Makeups. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks to the Anchor crew for developing this app and making it awesome. And I will see you guys in the next one. Later.